Allison Foreman is the executive director of Ypsilanti's Meals on Wheels. She's climbing 11 flights of stairs at the Town Center Place Apartments in Ypsilanti because the elevators don't always work there. But she, along with volunteer Ray Martell, need to deliver meals to senior citizens.
Instead of it taking 30 to 40 minutes, we're taking closer to 2 hours. So then that delays them to other stops that they need to make. And a lot of our clients rely on our meals at a specific time so they can take their medication.
In a statement sent to WEMU, Forest City Realty Trust, who owns the building, says both elevators have been operational since Sunday around noon. But as we delivered meals in the building, we came upon Liz. She, like other residents who I interviewed, did not want their last names to be used.
I got stuck on the elevator. Didn't you hear the buzzer ringing?
During our food delivery, I did see just one of the elevators somewhat working, but every time I passed by one, if a tenant was waiting for it, they complained about it like Liz did.
I was scared. Sure, they were hiding there too. Oh no.
Other residents like Ed say the elevator situation is a fire hazard.
I could probably go downstairs, you know, but not fast enough.
Meanwhile, Patricia, who also lives there and can't use the stairs because she's had several operations, says she feels trapped even when crews try to fix the elevators.
The passenger elevator was breaking down 3 and 4 times a day. Otis was here, we would be locked out of our apartment. We couldn't go upstairs for 5 or 6 hours.
Ray volunteered with Meals on Wheels for the first time after hearing about this issue.
Then there was, Debbie Dingle was recommending for the relocation of the tenants here, which I knew that it had to be serious at that point. So then I decided, well, I need to get involved somehow. So here I am.
If the elevators are not working, residents who need to go to doctor's appointments sometimes can't get out. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.